Unidentified woman died December the 20th, 2313. Baby girl born 20th of December, 2314.
Midwife Anna Kitrova is working her shift at a London hospital when the pregnant teenager dies while giving birth. Along with the newborn, the girl leaves behind a diary written in Russian. Her search for the baby's family leads Anna, who herself is of Russian heritage, into an underground society filled with danger.
And that's what I loved about her, her fearlessness.
Naomi Watts plays Anna and says the character knows there is risk, but she's determined to learn the truth about the baby and its unfortunate mother.
I loved that she was intrigued and it awakened her. She was sort of living in a depressed state and not really connecting with anything and hiding behind her work. And so this awakened her spirit and taught her more about herself and her identity and, you know, the whole Russian side of herself that she perhaps denied being a first generation. She gave her meaning in her life.
You want to go for a drink?
Christmas. Everything's closed.
Sometimes, if things are closed, you just open them up.
Among the people she meets is the taciturn and mysterious Nikolai, who is the driver for a ruthless crime boss. But, as Anna learns, in this underground society, everyone has secrets and may not be who they appear to be.
How can you keep doing what you're doing?
I'm just a driver.
As much as it's about brutality and cultural misunderstandings and intolerance and lying, deceit, and savagery, it's also a movie about kindness and compassion, surprisingly so, I think.
Viggo Mortensen co-stars as Nikolai.
It was important to get the language right, to sound Russian, and the inflections when not speaking Russian, and the grammar, and the sort of particular slang and syntax of a person from his walk of life. That helped me a lot. And I did meet a few people that were more or less from Nikolai's walk of life that I normally wouldn't meet, and why would I want to, you know? But in this case, they were very helpful. And it was just, even in them explaining things, it wasn't so much the information, it was the way they would explain it, how they would look at me and how they would sort of be aware of their environment as they were doing. So all those things were interesting to me as an actor, trying to soak up as much as I could.
Mortensen, famous for his Lord of the Rings role, delved into a dark criminal world once before with director David Cronenberg in 2005's A History of Violence. The filmmaker says their collaboration on Eastern Promises aimed at a realistic and accurate portrayal, down to the elaborate and meaningful tattoos on the bodies of the gangsters.
The tattoos are your passport in a prison. The whole story of your life is tattooed onto your body so that people can see who you are. You can't hide who you are, what crimes you've committed, what your sexual orientation is, where you've done time in prison and for how long, all of these things. It's your identity really is tied up with the tattoos.
And in one breathtaking fight scene, the audience gets to see all of the 40-odd tattoos on the body of Nikolai, who is in a steam bath when he's surprised by knife-wielding assassins.
It's about betrayal, because he's brought there by a man he trusts and then is betrayed. And then it's about vulnerability. I mean, anybody can relate to that. In a way, weirdly enough, it's almost like the shower scene in Psycho. A woman attacked by a man with a knife while she's taking a shower. That's that sense of vulnerability is really why the scene is placed there. So it's a fight scene that has our hero being as vulnerable as you could ever possibly be. I mean, that's really what it's about.
Mortensen, in his matter-of-fact way, says he realized when they were rehearsing the scene that he'd have to do the fight naked in order for it to be believable.
To me, if you do something right and you do it realistically, there's a satisfaction in doing that. And it's not a gratuitous scene. You know, people remark on it. I understand why. But why have one scene that just stands out for being unrealistic in a movie that's so grounded in reality, you know?
One of the tattoos in Cyrillic letters on Nikolai's back reads, "The important thing is to remain human." And Mortensen believes that's at the heart of the story.
I do think that as brutal and hard and cold as some of the people in the story are, and the story itself seems to be, in the end, for me anyway, it's about kindness and it's about compassion, in spite of big obstacles to behaving that way, to showing any kindness. And to some degree, it's about, and not just my character, it's about what a character will do in a complicated world to help someone who can't help themselves.
She was 14. Read the diary.
Spako is here. Anger is very dangerous. Makes people do stupid things. Please, forget any of this ever happened. You're in very wrong place, Anna Ivanovna. You belong in there, with nice people. Stay away from people like me.
Eastern Promises also features German screen veteran Armin Mueller-Stahl as the seductive crime boss Semyon. French actor Vincent Cassel plays his bad boy son Kirill. The screenplay is by Stephen Knight, and much of the film was shot on location in the Russian emigre neighborhoods of London. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.